Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Monday edition of our program. I'm delighted that you're with us today. We are starting a two-week series that you are not going to want to miss. In fact, this is the first time that I'm able to say this has never been aired before. Isn't that amazing? As many years as Derek Prince has been teaching and teaching on the radio, this particular series has never been broadcast before. So you're going to be hearing something fresh and new, and yet something so powerful and so transforming that I am very excited about you being part of it with us. We're going to be talking about the basics of deliverance. Derek Prince is going to teach us one of those topics that he really helped to pioneer in the body of Christ, and by the way, paid quite a price for it. And now it's become mainstream from my Baptist friends to my Catholic friends, the idea of breaking demonic connections in people's lives and the lives of believers is pretty much normal today. But back in Derek's day, it was controversial. It was new. It was revelation. And oh boy, was it opposed. Denominations opposed him. Whole Christian and movements opposed him. And yet now, of course, what he pioneered has become pretty normal. So we're going to be learning about the basics of deliverance. And we're going to have some help from some of the folks in the studio, some friends that I'm going to bring in to help us really think about this and apply it and learn how to get comfortable with it. Because you know what? It's just normal Christianity. That's all it is. It's just that for many years, the church wasn't talking about it. So get your Bible, get something to take notes with, and let's listen now as Derek Prince introduces the topic of deliverance.
Basics of deliverance. The subtitle is All You Ever Wanted to Know About Demons But Were Afraid to Ask. In these sessions, I'm going to seek to achieve a well-nigh impossible task to cover in 2 hours every main aspect of this ministry, of course, not in detail, but in outline. I believe it's appropriate that we begin by considering this aspect of the ministry of Jesus. And I'd like to turn to Mark chapter 1. I have said many times, as far as I'm concerned, I have no ambition to improve on the ministry of Jesus. Some people, I think, feel that it could be done better today. That's not my attitude. When he began his public ministry, the thing that struck people the most was his way of dealing with evil spirits. And it's worthy of note that this was one miracle of Jesus which had never previously been recorded in the Old Testament. Almost all his other miracles, healing, provision of food, control of nature, had already been recorded in the Old Testament. But there's no Old Testament record of driving out evil spirits. And the people who witnessed it were immediately gripped by it and became excited about it. Here's the first account in a synagogue in Capernaum. It says in verse 23 of Mark 1, Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit. The Greek says in an unclean spirit, which is not translatable into English. I think perhaps the best contemporary English would be under the influence of an unclean spirit. There are three phrases that are used more or less interchangeably. We might as well mention them now. Demons, evil spirits, and unclean spirits. It also talks about specific types of spirits, such as a spirit of infirmity or a spirit of fear. All right. There was a man in their synagogue under the influence of an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Notice the he is not the man, it's the spirit. Saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Notice that the evil spirits instantly identified who Jesus was. It took his disciples maybe more than a year to begin to realize who he really was. They knew instantly. They feared him. Also notice the combination of we and I, which is very typical. When Jesus spoke to the man in Gadara, He said, "What is your name, singular?" And he said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." This combination of I and we is very characteristic of demons. Verse 25, "But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be quiet and come out of him.'" The Greek says literally, "Be muzzled and come out of him." "And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him." Notice there were very dramatic physical manifestations. It was not the kind of behavior that was normal in the synagogue. Somebody once said to me, in most churches, what they would have done was put the man out of the church. But Jesus put the demon out of the man, you understand? And he left the man in the synagogue. Then we read the next verse. "Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What is this? What new doctrine is this? Or what is this? A new doctrine with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.' And immediately his fame or his reputation spread throughout all the region around Galilee." That is so true. The situation hasn't changed. If you begin to get manifestations of evil spirits and deal with them, the reputation will go all around immediately. It's a thing that still tremendously impresses people when they witness it. The thing that I want to emphasize there is Jesus did not deal with the man. He dealt with the spirit in the man, another person in that man. And there's no indication that the man had behaved abnormally before, you understand? It was the presence of Jesus with the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon him that brought out the unseen presence of the demon in the man. Now, the same day, later on in this chapter, in verse 32 through 34, we read a further development of his ministry. "Now at evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed." Let me say once and for all, I do not like the translation demon-possessed. The Greek word is daimonidzomai. If I were to write it in English letters, it would be something like this, where daimon is the root and comes from the noun demon, you understand? So idzomai is the passive, to be demonized. That would be the best translation, to be demonized. This translation, demon-possessed, has unfortunately obscured the issue for millions of people. Because they say, how can a Christian be possessed by the devil? My answer is, a true Christian cannot be possessed by the devil. A true Christian is possessed by Jesus. However, in many true Christians, there are some areas where they are demonized, where they are afflicted and affected by demons. Areas in their lives and character where they are not themselves fully in control. And they are demonized, but not possessed by Satan. If we could just clear away that one obstacle of translation, we would be a lot further to seeing reality.
I hope you heard what Derek said in this last portion of teaching. He said, you know, almost all the other miracles of Jesus were performed in the Old Testament. But there's no Old Testament record of driving out evil spirits. That was reserved for the New Testament. And so when the people learned that they could be set free from the demonic, they were thrilled because of course they were beset by the demonic. They lived in a culture that had temples and demonic religions and all sorts of things that were sources and connect points for evil, just like we have in our own culture. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the six CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today as we're learning about deliverance from Derek Prince. You know, Jesus said that we would do greater works than he did when he walked on the earth. We would do that because of the power of his resurrection and because of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Well, one of the things he spent a great deal of time doing was driving out demons, and yet we're still reticent about that in the body of Christ. I'm hoping that the teaching of the word here in this series will set you free so that you can in turn set others free. Let's listen.
Let me say once and for all, I do not like the translation demon-possessed. The Greek word is daimonidzomai. If I were to write it in English letters, it would be something like this, where daimon is the root and comes from the noun demon. You understand? So idzomai is the passive, to be demonized. That would be the best translation. To be demonized. This translation, demon-possessed, has unfortunately obscured the issue for millions of people, because they say, how can a Christian be possessed by the devil? My answer is, a true Christian cannot be possessed by the devil. A true Christian is possessed by Jesus. However, in many true Christians, there are some areas where they are demonized, where they are afflicted and affected by demons. Areas in their lives and character where they are not themselves fully in control. And they are demonized, but not possessed by Satan. If we could just clear away that one obstacle of translation, we would be a lot further to seeing reality. All right. Now at evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demonized. And really, the New Testament hardly makes any distinction. Jesus did not either. Almost invariably, he dealt with the sick and with the demonized in one overall operation. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. The King James and this version and various others use the word cast out demons. The translation I prefer is that of Phillips, where he uses the word expel, because that doesn't have a lot of religious connotations. It's simple, practical, down to earth. If you inhale smoke into your lungs, what do? To get rid of it? You expel it. It's an action of the will, but it's also there's also a physical aspect to it. That's what I like to use. I don't always use it, but that, in my opinion, best represents. He expelled many demons. He did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. And then I'd like to read one more verse in that chapter, verse 39. He was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. Philip's translation says he continued throughout the whole of Galilee preaching in their synagogues and expelling demons. I particularly like the fact that he uses the word continued, which represents a certain tense in Greek. He brings out the fact that this was not an isolated, dramatic instance that just took place in one synagogue, but that it was his regular practice in every synagogue to do two things, preach and expel demons. And he did it through the whole of Galilee. There must have been hundreds of synagogues in Galilee. You see, a lot of people have got the attitude, well, perhaps every now and then there is a case where it's necessary to expel demons, but they're very rare and they're exceptional. And usually the attitude is, and If there are such people, they're either in jails or mental institutions. Well, I simply have to point out to you that that was not the kind of person Jesus was dealing with. He was dealing with Orthodox Jews who met every Sunday in the synagogue and spent the rest of the week caring for their families, tilling their fields, fishing the sea, keeping their stores, and so on. They were basically normal, respectable, religious people, but they had what we could say certain hang-ups, certain areas, as I say, where they were not in control of themselves. So do not get the impression that a person who needs deliverance must be either a criminal or a maniac. It's just the same kind of people that we deal mainly with today, not exclusively. Good, respectable, religious people who attend church and say the right things, but in their lives, somewhere, there's an area that's demonized, where they're not in control. It may be in their physical desires, maybe in their emotions, it may be in their mind. I'm going to deal with the various areas later. But if you can accept what I've said, it will get away, it will clear away a whole lot of prejudices which will keep you from being able to see this subject objectively. It's a funny thing, but people in one nation can easily accept that people in another nation could need deliverance. I've dealt with this subject in Denmark. The Danes have no problems in believing that Americans need deliverance. See, and the Americans have no problem in believing Africans need deliverance. Well, I spent 8 years of my life in Africa, but I have to tell you, I never met so many demons in Africa as I've met in America. They're just cultural differences. They adapt themselves to their environment.
Derek said something so important about the word that is translated demon-possessed, and that is actually, there is no word in the New Testament for demon-possessed. There's only a word for demonized. It's demonotomai. It means to be demonized. It means everything from the enemy messing with your health to hiding your keys to trying to damage your children. It's the whole range of demonic activity, and we have the power to break it. There's more to come, including Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, joining me here in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry in deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us today as we launch this wonderful series on the basics of deliverance. To help us really digest this, two of our friends are in the studio today. First of all, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, is here. And also David Holland, one of our producers, is with us. Guys, great to have you here.
Hey, thanks, Stephen.
You know, we're kind of tiptoeing, Dick, into a topic that has been very controversial in history, hasn't it?
Well, it has. And it's one of those kind of things where we really want to emphasize to everybody listening, this is an area that is controversial, but there is tremendous balance there But it has the potential to be a hot potato. And I was just thinking, Stephen, as I came into the studio today, you probably had some interesting conversations with Derek about this. Just because I'm thinking to myself, how in the world did he present this to Stephen? How did he feel about this topic?
You know, as I was working on the biography, there were two. We talked about it a great deal, obviously, because it was one of the most controversial issues, that and shepherding, in his life. And there were really two responses that Derek had. He was still mystified at the rejection of the idea of deliverance by certain quarters of the body of Christ. But part of it was Derek came to deliverance not only biblically, but he had a keyboardist in his church just go into a demonic manifestation. They prayed and she was delivered. Derek was kind of despite his brilliance, he was sort of a simple man in his perspective. Hey, it's like Jesus saying to somebody who was controversial about casting out demons, hey, ask the guy if he feels good about it.
Yeah.
You know, here this woman was set free. So he didn't understand the rejection of it, both biblically and the fact that there were so many people that were set free. But I do want to say this because I think it will help our listeners value this teaching. Nothing in his life was as wounding to Derek as the response to deliverance. Mm. You have to understand that he was booted or rejected by certain entire denominations over this issue, and he was also kicked out of a Christian businessmen's organization and rejected from that for the same reason. And so as he was late in his life, he was in his 80s, and I was interviewing him, I said, what's the one issue in your life that you've had the most trouble battling bitterness over? And he pointed to that latter issue with the businessman's organization. He was 87 at the time.
Wow.
So it's a good lesson for us in a number of ways, that first of all, pioneering truth is expensive. And second of all, that, you know, we have to really battle against bitterness once we endure that kind of bludgeoning.
Well, I know that lots of people have lots of questions about this topic, so it's going to be a great exploration that we're on this week. I would encourage everyone who's listening to make sure that you are with us every day this week. You go back to the website. You can re-listen to these. You can download them. And there'll also be some resources there that'll help you dig a little bit deeper if you go to derekprince.org. But stay with us all this week, because we're going to be plumbing the depths of this very, very hot topic.
You know, it just occurs to me, Stephen, that it would be a great way to start this series, just to pray for people and pray for all of us to have a renewed understanding of this whole area, because it is a hot potato. It is controversial. However, you know, the Lord is the one who has the solutions for us in this. So let's just take a minute and pray for our listeners.
Yeah. Here.
Father, I bring before you every person listening to this broadcast today and who will be listening over the course of this series on deliverance and on expelling demons. And Lord, even the thought of that is daunting, is frightening even at times. So I pray that you would just bless the people who are listening to this, that you would give them a peace that would enable them to walk through this teaching and hear Derek and hear this great wisdom that he has. And Father, I pray also that you would just give a tremendous insight into this whole area, this area that was so much a part of Jesus' ministry when he was on the earth. I pray that you'd help us to plumb the depths of this and walk through this in a way that will bring light and life to all of us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if this topic is new to you, obviously you need to listen to these teachings over and again, and you can do that by logging onto the website at derekprince.org. You'll be able to listen to these teachings, other teachings, and you'll also find out about some wonderful resources that will really help get the Word of God into your life. Guys, thanks for being with me again.
Thanks, a pleasure.
Stephen. Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order the Freedom and Deliverance Package, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Purchase separately the 6-CD series on deliverance and demonology, along with Derek's classic book, Thou Shall Expel Demons, would cost $46.95. Now you can get these powerful resources at the special price of only $24.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.